things Roz and Mocha with a holiday Twistmas.
It's Candy Corn.
Oh, yeah, thirsty for more.
Christmas Spectacular, all wrapped up and glowing, with carols and games and presents and cheer.
Welcome to the party, pal!
2 hours of mayhem to close out the year. This is a very Roz and Mocha Christmas on KISS.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Christmas 2023! Yeah. A very Roz and Mocha Christmas, and boy oh boy, do we have quite the show planned for you. We got a bunch of Roz and Mocha original games, holiday edition, that we're doing, 5 and 7. We're going to do 30 seconds or less. Our very own Shem, who writes and produces all the songs that you hear on the Roz and Mocha show, the custom songs. He's put together another one for the holiday season that we're going to get into a little bit later on. The Dammits with another Christmas, very hard things that we are going to get to. And then also DJ Climax is going to be here for a Roz and Mocha Mix Christmas edition as well.
Oh, wow, yes.
But let's kick it off with the kids and Santa Claus. Dammit, Maury, hit the streets to talk to kids all things Santa.
If you could give Santa a makeover, what would you change about his outfit?
I think I would change it maybe to like some maybe pink and purple, like a pink hat, purple like suit, and maybe like purple boots, pink rainbow boots.
If you were in charge of making Santa's dinner before he flies around the world, tell me everything you'd make him.
Good question.
I would make him maybe spaghetti or like tacos, pizza, something like that. Something he can enjoy and a nice filling dinner before he has to go.
What happens if Santa has to pee while flying around the world?
Oh, I'm not really sure. If he's like, if he goes into midair and just disappears, maybe he can run into like a Tim Hortons or something.
Okay, does Santa have to pay taxes? Yes.
No, nobody's gonna bother with going to Santa's doorstep if he doesn't pay his taxes.
What is the first thing Santa does when he gets home after flying around the world delivering presents?
He takes a shower because he must be sweaty.
Yeah. Yeah.
See from the chimneys.
Is Santa a superhero?
I think so. I bet he'd be rivals with Superman.
Mm-hmm. What happens if Santa has to pee while flying around the world?
Oh, I guess he should just wet his pants.
Okay, if you were in charge of upgrading the sleigh, what would you do?
I'd put glitter on it and give it a built-in toilet.
If you could give Santa a makeover, what would you change about his outfit?
He should wear a giant pink sparkly dress because it looks funny on him.
I would give him big fluffy hair and put him in a nice black suit.
Do you know anyone on the naughty list? What did they do to get on that list?
Yeah, my brother Jacob, because he's so fully around and never listens. And also, when we tell him to sit quietly, he always gets up and runs around.
What happens if Santa has to pee while flying around the world?
He better have a bottle or something to pee in.
Okay, if you could give Santa a makeover, what would you change about his outfit?
I'd probably put some green with on his little shoes, because like on candy canes, like there's red, white, and green, so like I think there should be that.
Does Santa have to pay taxes?
I don't think so, because like he lives in the North Pole, and like I don't think he uses taxes at all.
What happens if Santa has to pee while flying around the world?
Well, he would pee off the sled.
But where's it gonna land?
One of someone's unfortunate backyard.
If you woke up and saw Santa and you were allowed to ask him one question, what is that one question you would ask him?
Good. I would ask him, what happened if you took a rest from Christmas for 1 year?
But then that'd be 1 year with no presents.
It doesn't matter about the presents. It matters about the joy.
Oh. Yay! Oh, got him right there.
A very Roz and Mocha Christmas.
Okay. What's next?
Still to come, 30 seconds or less Christmas
edition.
Yes! 30 seconds or less. This is when Dammit, Maury and Mocha compete to see if they can fulfill tasks in 30 seconds or less. In the past, they've tried eating an entire peeled lemon in 30 seconds or less. My favorite is still, can you snap your fingers 101 times in 30 seconds or less?
And
watching YouTube cramp up was just incredible. Blowing an egg, that was in there. Nobody got that. Eating an entire can of Spam was in there. Eating a stick of butter was in there. Can you sharpen a pencil in 30 seconds or less was the last one we did. Because it is the holidays, gentlemen, we got the request for nug shots.
Nog shots?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Nog shots?
Oh, nog shots.
Nog shots.
Nog.
Oh. Nog
like
shots.
Like eggnog?
Like eggnog. Oh,
I thought it was like punching somebody down there.
No, no. Nog shots. The request came in. Can Mocha and Maury drink 15 shots of eggnog 15? In 13 seconds or less?
Bro. I don't like eggnog, guys.
Okay, so do I win now?
Oh, come on. I do not like eggnog.
Yes.
I love eggnog.
So coming up on the Christmas special, it's
on
going
a very
to be
awesome Mocha Christmas.
It's going to be 30 seconds or less featuring nog shots.
A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shep, Maury, and Maria, aka Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Yeah. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Woo!
Yeah.
A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas on Kiss.
Can Christmas be over already?
No. Come on. What's the matter with you?
I am so not looking forward to this. Roz and Mocha original game, by the way.
30 seconds or less. The task today by request, Christmas request, can Mocha and Maury do 15 shots of eggnog in 30 seconds or less? This is nog shots. Damn it, Maury, we'll start with you, if that's okay.
I'm excited.
So in front of Maury right now, he has 15 shots of eggnog in 15 shot glasses. Mm-hmm. Maury, you like eggnog.
Love eggnog.
Okay. So Mocha, are you a fan of eggnog?
I hate eggnog.
Oh, this is going to be so good.
I hate it.
Why?
This
is
gonna, Maury, do you think you're gonna, how do you think you're going to do in this?
I'm going to crush this.
You think so?
This is going to be my chance.
There's no way.
I mean, yeah.
There's no way you get through 15 shots. So we're going to start with Maury, then we're going to do Mocha. Okay? Shut up. It's Christmas.
Yeah, okay? right.
Let me have my fun.
Okay.
So this is Roz and Mocha's 30 seconds or less. Again, can you chug? Can you do 15 shots of eggnog in 30 seconds or less? Damn it, Maury, are you ready?
Yeah, baby.
And time on the clock. We will start this in 3, 2, 1, go. So that's one shot. Two shots for Maury. Three shots for Maury.
No. Oh my God.
Four shots.
Ugh.
Five shots.
Wow.
Six shots.
I'm not.
Seven shots.
It's cold.
Eight. He's on nine. He's on nine.
Oh.
10. 11. 12. Oh. 13.
Oh, I could have had it if I had two more seconds.
Oh,
Maury's a nog machine.
I could have done that.
I don't even know what to say. But I just
Maury, is he going to throw up?
No, that's just how he looks all the time.
Now, Mocha, you're not a fan of eggnog.
Do not like eggnog.
At all?
No.
What don't you like about it?
I don't know. You know what? I used to like eggnog.
Yeah?
And then at a certain point in my life,
right.
I had a glass and I was like, this is actually gross.
Oh my God, this is going to be so great. So again, 30 seconds or less. Can you do 15 shots of eggnog in 30 seconds or less? This is nog shots.
Should we recap how I did?
Maury did 13 shots in 30 seconds. Still failed, but did very, very well.
Okay.
Okay, Mocha, are you ready? Okay, I will count you down. Mocha, in 3, 2, 1, go. That's one shot, two shots, three, four, five, six, seven,
what?
Eight. 9, 10, 11,
oh my God. What?
12, 13,
no way.
14,
50!
Oh my God!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, there you go! Eggnog champion! Oh eggnog champion! Eggnog champion! Merry Christmas, one and all! Wow. I am the eggnog champion!
Wow. There is a new King of Nog.
I thought I'd win.
Guess who loves eggnog, guys?
Merry Christmas. That was amazing. Wow.
Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shep, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
I just want you for my own.
More than you could ever know.
Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Welcome back to a very Roz and Mocha Christmas on KISS. Now, here's Roz and Mocha.
All right. Up next, just go with me on this, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right, we're just going to start it off like this.
Matthew, Merry Christmas. Look what I have.
An envelope.
Read what it says.
Very hard things.
Very hard days. Very hard days. Very hard days.
Christmas edition, ladies and gentlemen, for a very Roz and Mocha Christmas.
Very hard things is the Dammits are tasked with explaining something. Oftentimes, things that we either take for granted or just don't realize how difficult something that seems so simple actually is to explain if you're forced to explain it. Like, I remember one of them that was really troubling for the Dammits was trying to describe what color is a mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Without describing what is in the reflection of a mirror.
Man, they fought over that one.
How does a bicycle stay up? That was another one. How do fish breathe? Mm-hmm. That was another one.
Yawning.
Yawning. What causes yawning and what is a yawn? These are all things that we live with and think we know, but when you actually have to try and explain what it is, mm-hmm. it's very difficult. It's very hard.
So, for the holiday season, the Dammits with Very Hard Things number 10, ladies and gentlemen.
Santa's ability to travel the world delivering gifts depends so much on headwinds and tailwinds. But what is wind? Like, what is it? How does wind happen?
I can tell you how wind happens. I'm about to break wind. I know nothing about tailwinds and what was it? Anti-winds?
No, tailwinds and headwinds.
Headwinds. I know
nothing. Where do you think a tailwind is?
I don't even know what a tailwind or a headwind is.
Well, like, think about it. Like if you're flying.
Something about a plane.
Head. No, where's a tailwind?
In the back of a plane.
Where's the headwind?
In the front of the plane.
Okay, so what is wind?
Air.
What causes the air to become wind?
Too much of it. And it has to go somewhere, so it blows. It.
What blows it?
The oxygen in the air and the O2 gases, something about that.
Oxygen and O2 is the same thing.
Then though that creates hydrogen, just a lot of it happens.
Don't you think wind is based on the speed the Earth is spinning?
No, because the Earth spins at the same kilometers, whatever the hell it is, all the time. I think.
Well, no, hold on. If I move my hand...
Right, man, so right? Movement.
See, I'm causing wind on you right now.
Okay.
So maybe it is the Earth moving and the wind is, like if air is going in the opposite direction of the Earth spinning.
No, because when you're outside in the wintertime, like wind is going everywhere. I thought this was about Santa Claus.
No, it's what is wind?
I'm pretty sure you started this off with Santa Claus. Are you talking about how does he fly?
Right there, look in the envelope. But what is wind?
Fucking air in the
there we
air.
Go.
That's
there we
air.
Go.
What is wind?
The same. There's two words.
No, I
for
get
it.
That wind is air.
I told you what the answer was.
You said air.
No, I said it was air, which is made up of oxygen and something else. I just can't figure
you're
out what
you're explaining
the
definition. You're explaining what creates air, but what is wind? That's the question.
Wind
what is wind?
When there's too much of it. Like there's too much oxygen or too much air.
Do the clouds have anything to do with wind?
Maybe. I don't know. It's air.
I think it has to do with the speed of the planet.
I don't.
And to answer you, when there's no wind, then the planet slows down for a while.
I've never heard of that. I think the Earth is spinning at the same direction, same speed.
Do you think the ocean has anything to do with wind? Gravity. Immediately, what is wind?
Air.
What is air?
Air.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, ho, ho, ho.
Okay. Here, let me read you this. Wind is the movement of air caused by the uneven heating, damn it, Maury, of the Earth by the sun. Gases move from high-pressure areas to low-pressure areas, and then the bigger the difference between those two pressure areas will determine how fast air will move from high to low. So that is where we get wind, if that explains anything.
That's literally what we said.
That is literally not even close to what we said. You said when on a day when there's not a lot of wind, the Earth has stopped spinning.
Also the ocean.
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shep, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
Now the jingle hop has begun.
This is a very Roz and Mocha Christmas. Happy holidays from KISS.
Carla Bellucci out of the UK is on hold. We are very excited to talk to her today.
Another woman redefining Christmas. The headline is this. Carla is charging her family members, not strangers, her family members, $200 each to attend her Christmas dinner.
Let's get right into it. Carla, welcome to a very Roz and Mocha Christmas.
I'm very excited that you're having me.
What the hell?
Yes.
Carla, okay. How many people are coming over to your place for Christmas?
There should be 19, so I'm going to make hell of a profit. I'll definitely be going on a holiday next year.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, so
is this including, like, your immediate family? Like, we're talking kids, like, spouse, everything?
Not kids.
Okay.
Not kids, just, like, in-laws and people like that.
Okay,
so, yeah.
So, Carla, you just said something that is going to send this in an entirely different direction here. Okay, so you charge family members $200 each for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
You just said that you're going to make a hell of a profit. Do you charge this to break even so you're just not out? Or are you actually looking to make profit off your family?
Oh, no, I'll profit. I profit off everything I do in life. No, I'll make sure I profit. They've got the pleasure of having me as entertainment as well. I mean, that's a massive bonus. I'm a fun person.
Okay, so Carla, I'm invited to your place. I pay my $200 cover charge, right? What do I get for Christmas dinner at Carla's house?
So I'm going to do like a nice spread. I'm going to have a nice lobster. I'm going to have nice turkey. Everything's going to be done really nice and classy. I live in a really nice area, a lovely house, better than being in any restaurant.
Open bar?
It's going to be
open
a really
bar?
Nice feel.
Open bar?
No, hell no. They can bring their own. What? They can get champagne. No, if they want to drink like things like spirits, they're going to bring their own. That's the agreement.
So you provide champagne, they got to drink everything else?
Yes.
How much champagne am I allowed to drink?
Well, you're allowed to have, you can have some champagne, a few bottles of champagne. I'm not going to be tight on that one.
Okay.
But like,
I'm not
anything
coming over
extra.
And, like, Carla, you're not making me like a Grey Goose and soda. I don't get vodka soda.
No, you don't get vodka and soda. Oh no, they can bring the vodka. I'll put the soda in.
Okay, what about like a glass of wine with dinner? Or do I got to bring my own wine?
No, well, there will be wine, but obviously they'll be like limited on wine. But there will be wine with dinner. It's just more than it's going to be a limit on everything. Look, I'm a businesswoman, so I need to profit. Come on, you know how I roll.
Okay. So, has there been any sort of pushback from family members who refuse to pay $200?
Yeah, some people have, and I've just said get stuffed, literally, with all the trimmings.
Damn.
Okay. So it is what it is. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. It's the season.
Okay, how long have you been doing this now?
No, I haven't. It's my first year.
Oh.
I've actually done it.
Okay.
This is my first year of this is my experimental year of trying it. If it goes well, New Year's Eve could be even more expensive.
Oh my gosh.
Have you hosted Christmas before, or is this your first year hosting and charging?
No, I normally just do it for my family, for my like really immediate family, but like for like all the in-laws and that's my first time. And let's face it, when we have Christmas, we spend most of the time on the table with people we don't even know like they're our relatives. I know half of them. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so Carla, now that people out there know that you are charging $200 per person to come over to your place for Christmas dinner, has word spread around like the friend group or other family members who are all saying, you know what, Carla, I need to be there. I'm willing to pay $200.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are coming. Like I said, quite a few are coming. But at the end of the day, to go out in England for Christmas dinner, if you go to a hotel or a restaurant, it is quite expensive. And obviously, I mean a lot to them. They want to spend it with me, so they're going to pay. Do you know what I mean? And I think a lot of people are wishing they had the balls to do it.
What else do I get with that? Like, do I have access? Like, do you have cool stuff in your house that I can then use? Like, you got a big television? I can just sit my ass
yes,
in front of it and watch?
Yes, I've got a big TV.
Yeah?
Yep, you can watch the King's Speech on my big TV. I've got several TVs. They can go in either room.
I can't bring like a USB and watch Die Hard. I got to watch Charles' speech.
Yeah. Carla, you know who would be into this and who would pay that $200? My mother. My mom watches the speech every year. Every year. Okay, hold on. I have a couple more questions for you, Carla. So you're charging $200 a head for Christmas dinner, right? Have you done the math yet to figure out what you are spending? Because you said you got 19 people, $200 a pop. That's $3,800, right? That you're going to make at the end of the night. So have you done the math to figure out like what your profit would actually be? Like how much are you spending on food and drink?
I reckon I'll profit a good, I don't know exactly how much it's going to be, but I will profit. I will profit quite well. Enough to buy myself a nice little holiday. I'm going to need it afterwards. Come on. To cook for all them people. I deserve to spend my January somewhere hot.
Are you,
I'm actually going to the Maldives in February, so
Are you cooking everything, or is some of this money that you get from guests going to, like, catered food?
I might have to get a chef in, depending on the price. If it's too pricey, then no, I'm going to have to suffer, because I can't give all my profits away.
Do you know what I mean? Wow, Carla Bellucci, you are incredible, making headlines. It says here, a mother to charge family members nearly $200 each for Christmas dinner.
One last question, Carla, before we let you go. Are you still expecting guests to bring something for you when they arrive?
Just a nice Christmas present. Nothing cheap, just a nice present. I'll deal with the food, but they can buy me. I will send out a list.
Okay. I was going to ask, like, what's the minimum spend, Carla? What's the minimum spend?
Well, I don't know. I want something quite nice. Maybe like, I don't know, 50 quid? Maybe 100?
Wow, Carla. Thank you for joining us on a very Roz and Mocha Christmas.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays. God. Merry Christmas to you and your
family. Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you,
Merry
Carla.
Christmas.
A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
In the rain.
The snow is glistening.
A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
What did you
That's
say?
The line, winter women's underwear.
No, it's winter, no, it's winter wonderland. Maury, it's Christmas.
Oh! A very Roz and Mocha Christmas. Now, here's Roz and Mocha on Kiss.
Now, I've been waiting all show for this Christmas radio drama. We do this for Halloween every year, and fans love it so much that we actually got a request for a Christmas version. Here's what that text that we got reads. You guys talked about Hallmark movies and that Roz and Shem would love to be in one. My random thought was you guys should do a Christmas special where you all table read a Hallmark Christmas-like script, but with a twist. The premise is that it's Christmas Eve and y'all get snowed in and can't leave the building. You guys send Maury out to get supplies, but while he's out, the power is cut. Here is a twist. Since you guys love horror stories, the Hallmark movie turns into a Christmas horror. You guys start dropping one by one, and the twist is that Maury is the killer because he was deeply wounded by the comments that he wouldn't be cast in the Roz and Mocha Hallmark movie. So,
wow.
Much like the Halloween drama, we have sound effects to go along with this story. For example, we've got car keys jingling. So at some point in the story, we're going to hear this.
Oh, no.
Right? We've got a cocktail shaker sound effect. Yeah. Having some drinks. Not bad, not bad. For some reason, we have this.
Oh.
Not sure why, but a fart will make an appearance in the story.
Okay.
We also have the sound of a flashlight.
Okay.
All right? The clicking of a flashlight.
Okay. And do you want to say that that Maria wrote the first half and that Maury wrote the second half?
Yeah. So that's how we split it up and where the twist, where the change is going to happen.
Okay.
So the first half of the story is read and narrated by Maria. And then the second half, where things go, I guess, wrong, go awry, is what Maury wrote.
Okay.
So Maria, anytime.
It's Christmas Eve, and the Roz and Mocha Show team have all gathered at Shemmy's mom's house for their annual dinner and gift exchange.
Yes.
Everyone is in the holiday spirit. Mocha is decked out in all Christmas gear. Roz is helping in the kitchen. Maria is at the bar. Maury is eating all the appetizers. And while Shemmy is preparing the evening prayer.
Whoa, it's really snowing out there.
I heard it's supposed to get worse. Thank goodness I drove my truck.
Good thing we have some food and heat to warm us up. Thanks, Mom.
All right, who wants to try my espresso martinis?
Hey, guys, hurry up and finish those drinks. You can't have those with turkey. You'll ruin the taste. Ugh.
Okay.
Whoa, a piano. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields are gold, laughing all
Maury,
the way.
Maury, you sound terrible!
This guy's over the fields, my ears bleed.
Ugh.
What fun it is to ride and sing a hee-hi-hee-hoo.
Guys, have you seen how much snow is outside?
Shut up, Maury.
Oh my God, the power!
The turkey!
Mom!
Thank the Lord, this guy stopped singing. So now in this part of the story, we stop down because things change and we actually move on to Maury's portion of the script, okay?
Okay, guys, not funny. Turn the lights back on. It's dark out here and I want to get inside and warm up.
That'll teach them for not casting me in their Hallmark movie. I even auditioned. They'll never suspect that I cut the power.
Did someone forget to pay the hydro bill? The power is out, guys.
And Maury has our only flashlight.
Wait, I totally forgot. Mocha is deathly allergic to strawberry lip balm. Maybe if I boot some on my lips and stand under the mistletoe, he'll have to kiss me and then die.
Found the flashlight, guys.
Oof, finally, Maury. We're freezing in here, man.
I know the power's out, but before I left, I poured everyone a glass of eggnog. Please, everyone, have one. Let's get festive.
I love eggnog.
Me too.
I hate eggnog, but fine. Gross.
Maybe you should use that mistletoe you're holding of yours to brighten up the place.
Oh, you have no idea, Mocha.
What did he mean by that? Dude, why are you standing with a damn mistletoe, bro?
Kisses anyone?
Seriously, Maury? Wait. Did the power just come back on?
Play along, Mocha. You know the rules.
Fine, Maury. Let's get this over with. Oh, God! What did you do, Maury?
Someone call for help!
This can't be happening!
You should have cast me. Now you'll have to pay the price. Hey, how's everyone loving the eggnog?
Oh, it's good.
Guys,
yum.
I'm not feeling so good.
Oh, me neither.
Oh, excuse me.
I made those eggnogs with my tears. You should never drink sad tears. Now you're all gonna die.
Oh my God, Roz just died. No!
Jingle bells. You should have all cast me in the movie. Now there'll never be a movie. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good death.
Dang.
I didn't even get to say goodbye. Shem just announced my death. I had no big dying scene, nothing.
You farted.
No, I farted, and then Shem's like, "Whoa, Roz is dead."
Oh no, that's the last thing you did in your entire life was fart. That right there, 'twas the death before Christmas, ladies and gentlemen.
A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Jingle bells. Where'd you go?
I'm
I'm the Santa Claus.
A very Roz and Mocha Christmas. Now, here's Roz and Mocha on Kiss.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Guess what? I don't know what we're doing right now.
This could be a Christmas massacre, is what it could be. So we're going to play, we love games, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And it's a music game, full theme, everything. So it is all Christmas related.
Perfect.
So what's going to happen is it's going to be Mocha.
Yeah.
It's going to be Dammit Maury. And it's going to be Maria, all going head to head. What we will do, Shem, you're going to be the judge on this, and you got to help me out, man.
I got you.
Okay?
I got you.
What we're going to do is we're going to play a clip from a classic Christmas song in reverse.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. And the reason I say this could be a Christmas massacre is because they sort of all sound like devil music now.
Oh, no. Okay. Really?
I just went and listened to them all, and I'm like, maybe we shouldn't do this, but also,
but also maybe we should.
Okay. So, Mocha, if we could hear your buzzer, please. Maury, yours. Maria. Okay.
Okay. Oh my God.
Shem, you got to help me out on this, okay? Okay.
Hold
so,
on. Just really quick, really quick before we start.
Mocha?
On the count of three, Maury, Maria, we're all going to hit our buzzers at the exact same time so we can understand what this chaos is going to be like just in case. One, two, three.
Oh my God. Wow.
Okay. Shem, give them number five. Mocha.
Jesus, sorry.
That is Oh Holy Night?
No.
Incorrect.
Do I get to click it again? How does it work?
Yeah, you're right, Massacre.
I got it.
No.
Okay, go, Maury, what is it?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
No, you don't get a second guess, okay?
Oh, okay?
If you buzz in, there's no stealing. Shem, what is it?
Oh, the weather.
I knew it.
Oh, did you really, Maria?
Yeah.
But the fire is so delightful.
Dean Martin, ladies and gentlemen.
And since we've no place to go.
The score so far, Shem?
Let it snow.
Zero.
Okay, zero. Okay. Zero across the board.
Okay.
Shem, give us number seven, please. Damn it, Maury.
Little Drummer Boy.
Correct.
What?
To lay before the king.
Wow.
How did you know?
Because I literally listen to Christmas music.
Okay. Damn it, Maury. Up 1-0. Shem number one, please. Mocha.
Jingle Bells.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, here we go. Yo, we ought to roll now. We ought to roll now. Next one.
Shem, give me number nine, please. Maria.
No, that was Maria. Mocha.
Hold on.
It was Mocha.
Was it Mocha?
Yeah.
Shem, Mocha. Sorry, Mocha. Go ahead.
That is Deck the Halls.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly. Harold.
I've been robbed in this whole competition.
Okay. Number six, please, Shem.
Morning now, Shirevada.
Maury.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Had a very shiny nose.
Yo, Maria and I just had like a look of confusion on our faces.
Wow.
I really thought the devil was speaking to me.
Okay. Give me a number eight, Shem, please. Maria.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I forgot the name.
Come on, Maria.
Can I hear it again?
No.
Five.
No, I forgot the name.
Three, two, one. Incorrect. What is that, Shem?
Rockin' around
the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday.
Maria. Is that the song that you thought?
Yeah, I couldn't remember the damn name. I was going to say Christmas tree. It's not the Christmas tree.
It's not. It's not at all.
Hey, what is the score, by the way? I think Maury and I are tied, right?
It's two for Mocha, zero. Two for Maury, and Maria still hasn't.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Number four, please, Shem.
All right, here we go.
Maria.
Last Christmas.
Wow. Yes.
Oh.
Last Christmas. Maria. I gave you my heart and the very next thing you gave it away.
Yeah,
the
number 10, please, Shem. Mocha.
Christmas time. It's Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Score, Shem. 3 for Mocha, 2 for Maury, 1 for Maria.
All right. One more?
Sure.
Number 11, please, Shem. Maury.
Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes. Wait, is it a tie? Now we got a tie?
We got to
do one more. What do we have left, Shem?
We have number 2.
Number 2. Mocha.
Silent Night.
Wow, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh!
Smoked on Christmas. Lightly smoked.
Yeah,
that's
you're right.
The holiday spirit.
You're right. That wasn't a heavy smoke. That was like a little. That was a puff. Y'all got puffed for Christmas.
There you go.
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria, aka Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Silent night.
Holy night.
To a very Roz and Mocha Christmas on KISS. Here's Roz and Mocha.
The fun continues as our parents will now join us on the show to shed some insight into what we were into as kids, because some of us, Roz, may not remember. So here's how it broke down, okay? Dammit, Maury called Roz's mom.
Yep.
Maria's mom.
Oh, no.
Wait till you hear Maria's mom, by the way.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My parents.
Mm-hmm.
Shem's mom, and then Shemmy called Maury's dad, Frank J. Sherman, because we couldn't have Maury call his own father.
Right.
So here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Maury's dad.
Okay.
And we're going to end with Shem's mom.
Okay.
For a very good reason.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So the question was, what we were into as kids, like favorite Christmas presents, what kind of toys we were into growing up as kids, right?
Yep.
I certainly provided just about everything that was going around at that time, I would say. I mean, you had like Pet Rock during that time, even though I didn't tell them that I just found a nice looking rock in the garden there. But so, a little bit of cost savings for the household, and went on to Pound Puppies and Blinkies and Troll Dolls and Nintendo, which he still has. Some of the Nintendo and Game Boy stuff like that. I got a collection of that if anyone's interested in buying any. I remember that I wasn't his favorite.
Listen.
The Stilly Putty. And we had some fun with that until the times that I started finding Silly Putty in all precarious places there, even when I was remember finding it in his undergarments and stuff like that, and wondering, oh my God, what is this? Oh, it's this Silly Putty.
What about now, like as an adult? Are you aware of any gifts that Maury is just absolutely adamant that he has to have?
Generally has to have a name tag to it of a designer or something. I mean, if it bears the name Sherman, like Ben Sherman, then you know it's going to be a winner.
Bro, the only thing, I didn't care about anything else in that conversation that Shem had with Maury's dad, Frank, but the Silly Putty?
In the underpants.
In the underwear!
Why are you putting Silly Putty in your underpants?
I don't know.
Okay, let's move on now quickly, please. Thank you.
Were you wrapping it around? Like maybe
that's what it was.
Like making a mold?
An impression?
Oh, smallest amount of Silly Putty, though, huh? Here's Dammit, Maury calling Maria's mom.
Hello?
Hi, is this Maria's mom?
Yes, it is.
Bro, tell me Maria's mom does not sound exactly like Maria.
I don't hear
Maria,
it.
Maria, the two of you sound exact. Oh, yep. My God.
Hello?
Hi, is this Maria's mom?
Yes, it is. Hi. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Maury.
Kela Christinigana.
Kela Christugina. Very good, Maury. You said it pretty good.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, I need to know, Maria, when she was growing up, what was her favorite toy? What was she wanting for Christmas?
Barney.
Barney?
Yeah, she was very obsessed about Barney, and she wanted to play with Barney. She wanted to meet Barney. It was everything about Barney when she was around 2 years old. Just loved Barney. She had the whole Barney friend group on her bed. She loved Barney and stuffed animals, but Barney was her favorite toy. Her second birthday, we had Barney come live at the house. I thought she was going to have an aneurysm. She was so excited when she saw Barney walk those doors. It was hilarious.
Oh, you remember the song from Barney?
Yes, you do. You want me to sing it? Yeah.
3, 2, and 1.
I love you. You love me.
Oh, no.
We're a happy family.
Wow. With a
deep hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Yay. Amazing. Well, I hope you guys have an absolutely awesome, awesome Christmas.
Thank you very much. Kalakristugina. Merry Christmas.
Damon Mori calling our families to find out some of our favorite Christmas gifts growing up.
Hello.
Hey, Mom. How are you?
It's Roz's mom, by the way.
I'm good. Merry Christmas.
Merry early Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. What's up, bud?
Okay, Mom, I got a fun question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
Okay, I need to know, growing up, what was Roz's favorite toy? Like, what did he always want for Christmas?
Probably the wrestling guys like Hulk Hogan. Oh, I remember one big one he had, and that was he had the Hulk itself, the big green Hulk. The thing weighed about 3 pounds of solid rubber.
And where did he keep this?
Well, it wasn't very big. It's only like, 12 inches, whatever.
Oh, wow.
But the sucker was really heavy. I guess at the time, Hulk.
We're still talking about dolls, right?
Yeah, Hulk was, Hulkamania was in, right? And he used to watch wrestling with his dad.
Amazing. Okay. Always love chatting with you. I love you.
I love you too.
Oh my God.
12 inches of solid rubber. Oh, wow.
This is a very Roz and Mocha Christmas. Damon Mori calling our families to find out what it is that we were into as kids, our favorite Christmas presents growing up.
Hello.
My mom.
Fa-la-la-la-la. How are you?
I'm all right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Mom, I gotta ask you this. Growing up, what was Mocha's favorite toy, something he always wanted for Christmas?
Mocha always wanted the wrestling figurines.
Hey!
And his favorite wrestler that time was The Rock.
Did he have The Rock figures?
Yes, he had two of them.
And now talk to me, did he play with these dolls all the time?
Yes, he did.
Like where?
In the living room, then he would take them to his bedroom.
And what would happen if you tried to take the toys away from him?
He would get upset.
Would he ever cry?
No.
That is amazing. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, guys, had to save the best for last. David Mori calling.
Oh, no.
Our very own Shem's mother.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Mom. How are we?
I'm fine, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Mori.
When our Shemmy was a little boy, what was his favorite toy growing up? What did he always want for Christmas?
I remember the Ninja Turtles, the Teenage Ninja Turtles, right? That's what it was called.
Yeah.
And he loved Raphael, the guy, the one that was dressed in red. That's what my memory tells me. But it's a long time ago, Maury. It's been a long, long time ago.
And if you took it away, did he cry?
Shemroy cried all the time. You just had to look at Shemroy and cry. You didn't have to take away his toy. He was a crier.
That's my Shemmy.
My Shemmy, not your Shemmy. It's my Shemmy.
Merry Christmas. You know we love you on our show.
I've heard.
Amazing.
So Merry Christmas to you guys. And as I said, please continue to take good share of my Shemmy.
Yo, I'd like to big up Shem's mom because she gave us like 4 new quotes that we can use for the rest of time.
Shemroy cried all the time.
That's one.
You just had to look at Shemroy and he cried.
That's two.
He was a crier.
That's three.
My Shemmy, not your Shemmy. It's my Shemmy.
A very Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Mori, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
I just want you for my own.
More than you could ever know.
Make my wish come true.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Welcome back to a very Roz and Mocha Christmas on KISS. Now, here's Roz and Mocha.
It wouldn't be a very Roz and Mocha Christmas if we didn't have a very Roz and Mocha DM deep dive.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
The DMs, any of the DMs that you send in to us make their way over to Maria. Any of the KISS social accounts, they make their way over to Maria, and then we talk about them on the show every day.
Merry Christmas, Maria. What do we got in the DMs today?
Merry Christmas, everybody. So Kaylee says, hey, Maria, I absolutely love the Roz and Mocha show. I've been listening for over 10 years, and you guys are what I listen to first thing in the morning to get me ready for the day. She says, I'd like to know if any of you have untraditional traditions or just specific traditions you do during the holidays that people would not exactly know about. An extra hour in the bathroom doesn't count. You know who I'm talking to.
So my mom loves games, right? We go to my mom's every year and play games and like bingo. I love bingo. Mm. I love playing bingo. So we do bingo, but we also, when she walks in, my mom pins, she has fancy clothes pegs, right?
Yeah.
She decorates them with bows and everything else. Mm-hmm. And then she'll pin 10 of them on the top of your shirt or your sleeve or down your shirt or whatever it is, right? And then what happens is that she announces when it starts, and it's called the no game, mm-hmm. okay? And anytime anyone says the word no, if you call them on it, you get to go and take one of their clothes pegs and pin it on you. Okay. And so it's by the end of the day, the person who has the most clothes pegs on them wins. However, you have to understand the dynamics of a very loud room full of white people because nobody wants to say no.
Uh-huh.
So all it is people pointing fingers at one another, yelling, you said the N-word.
Oh my God.
Right? And then it's somebody else going, oh. I didn't say the N-word. I didn't say the N-word. And they're going, you totally said the N-word.
Oh my God.
Right? And this goes on for hours. Until somebody wins, but it's while there's other stuff going on, like the meal, other games, stories, all this other
you
stuff.
You guys are together for hours.
The N-word game is going on for the entire time.
But of course, the N-word is no.
Is no, but if you walk by the hall, you're going to hear a bunch of people arguing.
No. A bunch of white people.
Yes. Arguing because they're accusing somebody of saying the N-word.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Wow.
It's a fun game.
Maria, yeah, you got an answer for this? Actually, no. Hold on, Maria. Shem, would you like to go next?
No, yes. You know what? I'm very inclusive. No, I'm all good. Somebody all right. else can go.
Maria, go ahead.
Yeah, so we don't yell, you said the N-word in my house, but what I will say is that like, things have changed over the years because my sister's moved out now. She's married. So kind of like Christmas is not the same as it used to be in the mornings.
Yeah.
But what I'm doing, which I started a tradition when I got Romeo, is...
Romeo the dog, by the way.
Romeo the dog. Uh-huh. Is Romeo gives everyone a Christmas gift.
Uh-huh.
So he gets to give everyone a Christmas gift every morning now. So he'll get Christmas gifts for everybody. That's a new
tradition.
So
are the gifts already under the tree and they're signed, quote unquote, signed by Romeo?
Yes.
Or, okay. Yeah. So you're not like picking up the gift and then with the dog walking over to
your
mom.
Oh, no, he'd do that too. We'll go, okay, Romeo, give them your gift.
Look at Roz. Roz, like, I'd rather just say the N-word.
Yeah. That's not it at all. Damn it, Maury, unusual traditions.
Just the tradition our place when I go to visit my dad is every year we have to watch the movie Christmas Vacation and my dad falls asleep on Matthew's shoulder.
Oh, that's right. That's so sweet. That's so sweet, actually.
Only Christmas tradition says, you know, we've talked about Pepper Pot, right, which is oxtail that my mom makes for Christmas every year, mm-hmm. and my dad makes homemade bread. Mm-hmm. So I guess the unconventional tradition is that we would eat that at like breakfast after we open our
Ooh.
Presents.
Ooh,
it would
that
be that,
so good.
Yeah. So but then good. There will also be like traditional breakfast, like there'll be toast and there'll be eggs and whatever bacon or whatever else on the table. But we always have like oxtail with the bread. We could have that at breakfast time.
Christmas morning, it's always sausage rolls in my house.
Oh, so good.
Ooh.
I love so good. Sausage
rolls.
We do
a lot of pancakes.
Mm.
Yeah. I love pancakes.
Mm. Next DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Paulo says, when do you open up your Christmas gifts? My wife wants to open them on Christmas Eve this year so we can all sleep in on Christmas, but I feel like this loses the fun in Christmas morning.
Mm. In our house, even when I was growing up, it had always been Christmas morning, mm-hmm. that anticipation for Christmas morning. I only have, I think, two of my friends where they, Christmas Eve is the big night where they open the gifts, and then everyone sleeps in the next day. You get up, and you mm-hmm. eat and carry on with the day.
We've always done it Christmas morning, and especially when you have a kid, right? It's just like, that's just magical Christmas morning. But I had two people that were very close to me in my life over the years who their families did it Christmas Eve. So I often went to their place on Christmas Eve, and like, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't. It's kind of awesome. Well, you have a big dinner. Everybody's having drinks. It's dark out. They're like, everybody's in a more of a party vibe, right? And it's a different experience opening Christmas gifts on Christmas Eve. And I don't hate it. I really don't. I kind of dig it.
You know, part of the advantage that you also get with opening your Christmas presents Christmas Eve is that the next day you get to look under the tree to see what Santa snuck.
Yes.
Into your place.
It's very easy to find the Santa presents at that point.
It's super easy because you're not sifting through all the presents that have tags on them.
From looking your aunt.
Looking for the one specific one that says
socks,
Santa.
So there. Socks.
Underwear.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you guys, Maria?
We do it Christmas morning. But now because we're all older, we do a Secret Santa.
Because
there's too many of us with everyone's significant others and stuff. So we just do Secret Santa.
When did you start celebrating Christmas? Because did you as a kid, because you're Jewish?
Once my dad and got together with Donna, then we switched religions.
So how old were you?
I would have been like 15.
So first Christmas was 15.
Yeah.
What did you get? Do you remember?
It's always been pajamas.
Oh.
All right.
But we do ours. We do, I beg to open one on Christmas Eve and the rest on Christmas Day.
Right. Shem, growing up?
Always Christmas Day. Honestly, Christmas Eve doesn't even, like, count in our house.
Oh, do you got to go to church and stuff, all that stuff?
Sometimes.
Hey, do you have the opportunity to go to church?
Yeah, come on now.
Inclusive.
Like, I gotta ask those questions. I gotta, in a nicer tone.
So Christmas Eve is church.
And also, we also used to travel a lot on Christmas Eve because we would spend a lot of Christmases in New York. So mostly Christmas Day, though.
All right. That was a great DM deep dive for the holiday season for Christmas. Thank you very much for that, Maria. Thank you, everyone, for all of your submissions. If at any time you want to reach out, just hit us up on any of the KISS social accounts. They make their way over to Maria, who then brings them to the show. Thank you, Maria.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
A Barry Roz and Mocha Christmas.
We've been hearing a lot of singing on the Christmas show already throughout the entire show, thanks to Shem, Maria, Maury, who we call as a combination, Shmoria.
Shmoria.
Shem, though, executive producer of the Roz and Mocha show, and if you've listened to the show long enough, you know Shem is the one behind a lot of our songs, the custom songs, and he writes and performs and produces all that stuff. And for the very Roz and Mocha Christmas show, Shem has put together a Christmas-specific track.
Oh.
Shem?
Yep.
Thoughts on this one?
This was fun.
Yeah.
I did a take on a Christmas classic.
Good.
Should I just go ahead and reveal what the Christmas classic? So it's a take on the 12 days of Christmas because we ain't got time to go through all 12 days.
No.
This is the Roz and Mocha 5 days of Christmas.
Perfect.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh my God.
On the first day of Christmas, Roz and Mocha gave to me a jar of damn it Maury's nasty wheeze. On the second day of Christmas, Roz and Mocha gave to me to Maria.
No.
And a jar of damn it Maury's nasty wheeze. On the third day of Christmas, Roz and Mocha gave to me three.
That's what she said.
To Maria.
No!
And a jar of damn it, Maury's nasty wheeze. On the fourth day of Christmas, Rozumoka gave to me four.
Let's do the news.
Three.
That's what she said.
To Maria.
No.
And a jar of damn it, Maury's nasty wheeze. On the fifth day of Christmas, Rozumoka gave to me.
Take care of my Chemi.
Continue taking good care of my Chemi.
Four. Let's do the news.
Three.
That's what she said.
To Maria.
No, 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 no.
And a jar of damn it, Maury's nasty wheeze.
Why are your nipples so hard right now?
Oh, yeah, that was brilliant, amazing job, Shem!
A Barry, Roz, and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
With you, shorty, with you.
With you, shorty, with you.
With you. Under the mistletoe.
KISS presents A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yeah. Okay, so we cannot get through with A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas without playing A Very Christmas 5 and 7, y'all.
This is 5 and 7.
Oh, yes, catered directly for the holidays. 5 and 7... Even the Christmas edition, very simple. We will ask Dammit Maury to name five Christmas-related things, and he will have 7 seconds to name those things.
Oh, this should be an easy win for me.
Easy. You couldn't even get through that sentence. So,
what are some things you're hoping for that are Christmas-related that you're hoping to find on 5 and 7?
Movies,
today?
Music,
gotcha. Okay.
Ornaments,
gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Dammit Maury,
yeah.
Name the first 5 items in the 12 days of Christmas in order, starting with 1.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree, two men trumpeting.
No, incorrect.
What? Oh. Were you going to say two men's a running?
Yes, partridge in a pear tree is number 1. What's number 2 more?
Two drums a drumming.
No.
Loser. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Mm-hmm. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, birds of flight?
Nope. 2 turtle doves. 3 is 3 French hens. 4 is 4 calling birds. And 5 is
5 golden eggs.
You know what it is, Maury. Maury, are you ready?
Yeah.
In Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Name all 5 children in the McAllister family.
Oh. Kevin, I was going to say Spliff.
Who?
Loser.
Spliff?
Buzz.
Buzz. Yes, there is Buzz, Megan, Linny, Jeff, and Kevin.
Linny? Yeah. Do they ever say that?
I guess they do.
Yeah. Linny!
Yes, they do.
I don't think they ever said Linny.
That scene when they're all sitting around the table?
Yes.
You're what the French call incompetent.
Dammit Maury.
Yeah.
Name 5 words that rhyme with jolly.
Folly, jolly, folly, holly, molly, golly.
Loser.
Yeah. I'll give you golly.
Uh-huh. But you can't say jolly.
You can't, you can't.
As well. You can't give that as an answer.
Holly, golly, dolly I would have given you. Folly, trolley would have given you.
I said molly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you
still.
You didn't get 5.
Loser. Oh.
Okay, moving on. Maury, aside from All I Want for Christmas, name 5 other songs on Mariah Carey's album, Merry Christmas.
There is Santa, Are You Gonna Come and Make Me Mine This Christmas? There is,
Oh my God, dude. You cannot ever wow. on this show claim status as being Mariah's biggest fan. We now have yet another example of you not knowing Mariah or the catalog.
Silent Night, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Oh Holy Night. Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. Joy to the World. Jesus Is Born on This Day.
Bro, you
Santa
just
Claus
named,
Is Coming to Town.
You could have named the classics that like have been covered by everybody.
I was thinking second Christmas album.
Oh, yeah,
he didn't say Mariah's second Christmas album.
Okay. Damn it, Maury. Finally, aside from a stocking, name five things you stuff.
Oh, your belly, a turkey. You stuff a box. With like gifts.
Loser.
I like how you said belly first. Yeah.
Yes, would have given you your belly, yeah. Would have given you a turkey, would have given you a teddy bear, would have given you a pillow, would have given you a suitcase.
I said all, box for presents.
All things you can stuff.
Your mouth.
Your mouth.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is your Christmas edition of 5 in 7.
A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas presents Shem, Maury, and Maria, a.k.a. Shmaria, with a Christmas classic.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Hey! Jingle bells. Where'd you go?
Santa Claus.
A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas. Now, here's Roz and Mocha on Kiss.
Hey! Yeah! A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for inviting us into your homes, into your cars, into your ears, whatever it is you got going on this holiday season. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out with A Very Roz and Mocha Christmas. Anyone got anything to say before we sign off? It's been an incredible show, incredible year.
I love you guys.
I love you, man.
Shem. Yeah. I think that that's really the only thing to say, Shem, and you said it so beautifully. Thanks. Yes, absolutely. Same to you. I love all of you.
I love you guys, too, and it's been... I joined late in the year, so I'm just really happy to be here and to start 2024 all together.
Hey! Hey. Happy Christmas! Woo! Happy holidays! Merry Christmas!